2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Today is Friday. It's the 17th of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now downtown, it's 58 degrees.
Looking pretty good as we start our morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the boyfriend of a missing woman is still not talking, but now his sister is.
She's like a sister and my children love her.
And now there's talk of a connection between this case and a murdered couple out of Moab. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, 22-year-old Gabby Petito was reported missing last Saturday after her family lost touch with her for several days. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is back home in Florida and still reportedly not talking to investigators. But now, Cassie Laundrie is on ABC's Good Morning America.
Obviously, me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe.
Cassie says even though she hasn't spoken to her brother since he returned home, she has nothing else to say. We'll get more from Good Morning America coming up this morning. Now, the couple was in Moab on August 12th. The van spotted in the Grand Tetons on August 25th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Investigators, meantime, in eastern Utah say they're looking to see if there's a connection to the Petito case and the two women murdered in a camping area outside of Moab last month. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
This morning, the Grand County Sheriff's Office says yes, they are actively looking to see if they can find any connection between the Gabby Petito case and the double homicide that occurred there last month. Now, we know that Petito and her boyfriend were camping in the same general area and in the same time frame as Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner. They were both found murdered. If you recall, the women had texted friends talking about a creepy man hanging out near their campsite. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our team coverage, former FBI agent and ABC News consultant Brad Garrett is looking at what police must do now in this missing persons case.
If they can find out exactly a timeline, so to speak, as to where Brian and Gabby have traveled, who have they interacted with, is there any CCTV at a hotel, at a convenience store, at a gas station that might suggest a direction of movement?
Even though it may not seem like there's been much progress in the search for Gabby, an expert that is, tells KSL TV's Jed Bull that's not the case.
A retired chief with UPD, who's now a private investigator, tells me there's a lot of detailed investigative work going on right now. Chris Bertram suspects that there are many FBI agents on the ground between here and Jackson doing all kinds of investigative work. He also believes that there are investigators at their headquarters working with cell phone data and records, trying to pin down exactly where Gabby was when she disappeared.
Bertram says he's been kind of surprised law enforcement officials haven't executed a search warrant on Brian Laundrie's home.
Utah's economy is in pretty good shape despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, the tech sector in the Beehive State is driving much of Utah's economy. That's according to senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spinlove. He says we have one of the lowest unemployment rates.
There are 11 million open jobs right now in the country.
And as Spinlove says, the professional business services are doing the best as far as jobs and growth are concerned. But there's been a slight drop off in the restaurant industry as fewer people are going out to eat during this surge in the Delta variant cases of COVID. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. There's new chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border with more than 10,000 migrants, mostly from Haiti, seeking asylum.
To stay out of the brutal sun, the migrants are camping under this international bridge outside Del Rio, Texas. The crowd doubling in a 24-hour period, growing from just a few hundred people earlier this week to what's now a humanitarian crisis. The former acting Secretary of Homeland Security tweeting, quote, "This is absolutely insane." Conditions growing more squalid by the hour, with limited access to food and water.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting.
The nationwide bus driver shortage is prompting the governor of Massachusetts to call in the National Guard. Donna Rose Nero has been a bus driver in New Jersey's Evesham Township School District for 17 years.
We'll get a call, hey, can you go to the school and get these kids? Or, you know, I'm going to send you this run on your phone, or we'll send it to the school and, you know, you go pick up this next load of kids.
The National Guard is set to begin training to take over some of the bus routes this week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.